A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell making it to the show on time. We are so excited that Scott was able to make it. It was going to be easy putting for you. It was like, hey, man, I'm going to get in midday. I'll be able to relax a little bit, get back to work. Instead, it was sitting on tarmacs all day.
I was going to just come to the station from the airport.
I'm glad you made it. I'm glad everything's good.
I still don't have my luggage. It's somewhere in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Well, you'll get it back. Now, what do they do when they lose your luggage? Do you end up getting like a couple flights for free? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah. They will deliver it to my home.
Wow, that's like some real Amazon treatment there.
Yeah.
That's nice stuff. Scott, I wanted to roll something out here because the All-NBA teams came out right before we started our show. Nikola Jokic, of course, highlighting that first team because he was the MVP. Obviously, a very weird way for an MVP to end the season, getting ejected from a fourth game that they got swept in that second-round series against the Phoenix Suns. That being said, he's on the first team. So is Steph Curry. Luka Doncic. Tell me if you change any of these. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kawhi Leonard. That's your first team All-NBA. First team All-NBA.
Maybe Kevin Durant for Giannis?
Maybe, but Kevin Durant was hurt like all season long, right? I mean, that was kind of the
thing. Doesn't matter.
If you're talking about guys who are really, really good. Okay, so here we go. Second team was Damian Lillard, Chris Paul. Gosh, that guy gets so much press. Julius Randle, okay, for New York because he was a Knick. He took him to the playoffs.
No.
LeBron James, second team, All-NBA.
Okay.
Well, I don't think he was at that level,
no.
Do you?
No.
Philadelphia's Joel Embiid, obviously very, very good. And then here's the third team. Kyrie, Bradley Beal. Both very, very good guards.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal shot the lights out. They just scored a ton of points. I can't even believe they got to the playoffs. And they made a run.
Yep.
Jimmy Butler, Paul George, and Rudy Gobert. That rounds out your third team. I'm trying to find a place because everybody tells me – because I thought that Rudy Gobert making that third team is, considering all the people that we just listed off, that's an amazing
remarkable
accomplishment. Now, he was an all-star this year. Yeah. So was Donovan. And I'm wondering –
but I think people are starting to figure out the value of Rudy Gobert.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And my question is, he had an amazing year. He deserved it.
Who can Donovan Mitchell replace on this list of guys that include Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving, Paul George, Jimmy Butler,
Damian Lillard,
Julius Randle, Chris Paul? And those are the third and the second team. Here's the first team with Luka Doncic, Giannis, Steph Curry, Jokic, and Kawhi. I right now when everybody goes, is he a superstar? My answer is, of course he is. And then
completely.
I see this list and I go,
I don't know.
I don't think he replaces any of those guys. But if you value it
on the year he had, the year the Jazz had, he should be there somewhere. I know.
Where would you put him?
I know. I'm not.
In place of Paul George? In place of maybe Julius Randle? No, because he's in New York. Chris Paul is never going to get replaced by anybody while he's having a decent year like that, that he did with taking Phoenix to where they are. They're the odds-on favorite to come out of the West.
But so Chris Paul does that, right? And the Jazz had a better record. Why not Donovan over Chris Paul? I know.
Wouldn't be popular.
Look, Donovan Mitchell just
did. Jimmy Butler have the year that put him on the third team for the All NBA?
Donovan Mitchell, and some of this is name recognition, but really that's what needs to happen is his name needs to start getting recognized. I mean, really, it's just. Clearly, he's a great player. I mean, he just is.
Okay, so the MVP of the
but
league.
But I agree with you. I'm like, where do you – I mean, you were listing off those names. I go, oh.
Yeah, it's hard to – it's hard
how
to
does Donovan Mitchell fit in into any of this?
And then there's that part of you, too, that goes
– I think he fits in over LeBron.
It's kind of nice that
– Put him in LeBron's shoes.
Here's what's funny about the All-NBA vote, okay? There's 100 people voting on this thing, okay? First team votes. So Nikola Jokic was the MVP. He was second in the NBA voting, behind Giannis. Chucklehead put Nikola Jokic on the second team.
Wow!
I mean, come on, the guy was the MVP of the league. You put him on the second team. Who the heck was your first team? My heavens! So there you go. The first team All NBA and the second team All NBA. I mean, those are the 10 best players in the NBA. 10 best players. So you throw Rudy in there, and he is the 15th best player in that top 15 of players in the entire NBA. I don't know if Donovan's there yet. So when you say he is and Rudy is very, very specialized.
Now, I mean, maybe you put him in there above Damian Lillard. I mean, I know. But the year the Jazz had. I'm talking about.
I think a guy like Jimmy Butler could get replaced.
I'm talking about this year.
Yeah.
The Portland wasn't great this year.
I agree. 57500 is the text number. If you want to weigh in and say
Damian was great, but
that's what I'm saying is that when I watch a game like this and Giannis and the Bucks are up by seven right now with just a few minutes left in the third quarter. Man, if they could win three in a row in this series and with an injured Kyrie, that'd be insane. Because Kyrie looks like he's not going to make it the rest of this series. So Kyrie's not back at all for this Nets series. It's wild to me to see how things can totally change with the injury of somebody. Ask Jazz fans. I mean, Mike Conley, they won the first two games without him. And so I think there was this false sense of, hey, we are a really good team without Mike Conley.
The Jazz can never get comfortable being a really good team. They just can never – they have to understand that you're just – you're not gonna run away from people. I mean, here we just listed the All NBA team, Alex. There's so many good players in the NBA right now, and it's spread out across the league. There's not one team that just dominates everything. There's a lot of really, really good players in really everywhere.
So when you say Donovan Mitchell should be on that list or is a superstar, read off the list, and if you can't find him somewhere in those top 15 guys. Then it'll have to wait till next year, Now the scoring is there, and everybody loves this the impact that this guy had. I think it hurts too to miss the last 17 games of the season, right? I mean, that goes without saying. Everybody not being able to see Donovan in those last few games, it was
that doesn't help. That hurts.
But he comes back, and then he averages 30 plus in the playoffs. It's good.
But
stuff.
I think a guy like Kawhi Leonard, I don't think he cares. I think he's just like, how do I figure out how to win a championship?
It's seriously. Definitely hard to. To figure out, I think it was, I was watching, I think it was Kevin Harlan, and he goes, Kawhi Leonard after one of these games. Kawhi Leonard is excited. He just hasn't told his face yet. And I thought, that's about right for this guy.
Yep.
He's excited. He just hasn't told his face about it.
Yeah, he's dialed in all the time.
The Kawhi stoicism. It's epic.
Yeah.
We'll take the break here. We'll come back. Spencer Linton from BYU TV, KSL 5 tonight. He's going to give us a little peek as to what we're going to see or hear about, at least, on BYU Football Media Day coming up this week. Stay with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.